You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Missing in Ireland. You little bitch. Lakers for life. You little bitch.
Win, lose, Lakers for life, baby. Let's go.
So, Super Sam there.
Maybe we should send Sam into the Laker locker room to help fire these guys up.
Yeah, they played Sacramento last night.
You're going to regret this.
They did regret it. Domantas Sabonis again lit up Anthony Davis. The Lakers with an opportunity to pull within one half game of the 7 seed wind up losing that game and falling to the 9. They've got the team that's in the 10 on Saturday, Golden State, and every one of these games is now critical. As we were saying earlier, every game is a playoff game at this point, and last night they blew that one.
And it doesn't seem like they're playing with playoff urgency, does it?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Actually, I want to play something for you. This is Brian Windhorst talking about what's different with this Lakers team versus last year's Lakers team at this point in the season.
A year ago in March, I was saying, and a lot of other people who were watching closely were saying, that the Lakers did have a chance to do something in the postseason. And the reason we believe that, even though they were a worse team by record than this year's team, is because after they made those trade deadline moves, they were great. And I mean great on the defensive end of the court. And that was what carried them through the play-in, through those first couple of rounds. They were really, really good. Over the last 15 games, the Lakers are 29th in the league in defense. And to be honest with you, I probably should have led with that and just handed the ball off and said, I don't have anything else more to say. The only team worse over the last 15 games in the league is the Utah Jazz, who are doing a grade-A tank job to keep their draft pick. One of the things no one's paying attention to is the absolute overt tank job that Utah is doing. That's the only team that is playing worse defense than the Lakers. Last year in March, they had the number 3 defense in the league. I can't take this team seriously. I respect their ability to win an individual one-off game because of their talent. I can't take this team seriously to do anything when you've got the second worst defense in the league in the most important part of the season.
Number 29 defensively over the last 15 games.
And that rears its head in every game.
Yeah.
Last night, you know, they can score when they need to score, but they very rarely do they come up with timely stops. And again, they've got 15 games to fix it.
Yep.
So this isn't an unfixable problem, but you've got to start playing with, as Michael says, with some of that E word.
Yes.
Urgency.
Yep.
It just 4 games against teams that you're chasing in the standings over the last 3 weeks. Lose at Golden State. Lose at Phoenix. Lose at home to Sacramento. Lose again last night to Sacramento. 0-4, and now here comes game 5. Warriors, presumably with Steph back. Steph's been out with an ankle sprain. This Saturday at 5:30 on ABC. Lakers have been good in those ABC games. They beat New York in New York on an ABC game.
Right.
They beat Golden State in double overtime on an ABC game.
That was a great game, yeah.
So hopefully they can do it again on Saturday.
I mean, depending on how this thing turns, and you're pointing out there are 15 games left now. If they...
8 road, 7 home.
If they wind up not making the first round.
Going out in the play-in tournament.
I think at that point, you're looking at making significant changes. I think at that point, Darvin Ham, they're going to move on. I think the only guys that probably are safe are LeBron, who I fully expect to re-sign, AD, Austin Reeves, and Rui Hachimura. Everybody else, I don't know. If you go out without making the first round of the playoffs, I think major changes are in order.
Well, the Lakers are a winner, you're fired job.
Yes.
Both for players and coaches. 10th place would not be acceptable.
Yeah.
To ownership, to the front office, to no one. So they have a chance not to do that, not to finish ninth or 10th. Let's see if they can do it. But these guys, some of these guys are playing their way out of town if they keep going on this track.
Well, let me throw this at you. And Bergen,
by the way, if you did change the coach, who would you want to bring in?
You got to check with LeBron.
Of course, but who would he want to bring in?
That's the question I don't know the answer to. The only name that pops into my head is Sam Cassell.
He's been an assistant in Boston. I don't think LeBron has ever played on a team where Sam was the coach, was one of the assistants.
Does it matter, though? I mean, he's been a good assistant.
They
got to
know each other, right?
Yeah.
I like Sam Cassell's attitude. He's always had that, and he's been part of a winning organization now for a few years in Boston. That's the only name that popped into my head.
Wasn't he on the Clippers bench for a little while?
Yep.
Yeah.
But he's always followed Doc.
Right.
Sam has always followed Doc.
Never mind. If he learned from Doc, I'm out.
if Doc is his role model.
But then he broke away from Doc, and now isn't he on the bench in Boston?
Yeah, he's
with
bench coach
on that
in
great
Boston.
Staff with
Yep.
And so again, it's too early to say that the Lakers are going to change the coach next year, but I don't disagree with you that if they go out in the play-in tournament, then anything's in play.
What if, and they're trending towards this, what if they get out of the play-in tournament, they get the 8, they face Denver in the first round, and get iced again in the playoffs? Then do you make all the changes? I still think you do.
Depends how they look.
If they get swept, it's over.
Depends if the games are competitive.
Well, they're always competitive with Denver, but they always end up Denver.
Yeah, the
just
fourth quarter,
like
Denver pulls away.
Yeah, they just mess around.
I personally
with them
would
quarter.
Not hold a coach responsible if they lose to Denver. Denver's a juggernaut.
Even if they're the 10 and they wind up the 8 and they lose to the 1 and they wind up with what the 8 seed in the playoffs and an exit.
Well, what is the question?
It's not good enough to be the Lakers head coach,
right? No, but what is fired. The question I always ask you guys if you're going to fire a coach?
I mean, there's other guys that are out there. I don't know. I can't name you names.
By the way,
until you can, I don't know if that's your smartest move.
Well, it's the same thing with Doc for the Dodgers. If they lose, if they don't win the World Series, he's fired. Like, that's just the way it is. He's fired.
No,
I don't
they
know
didn't
who.
Win
I don't
the
know
World
who
Series last
yeah,
year.
I know, but I think it's a new ball game this year.
Yeah, it's a new ball game.
You better win the World Series.
I don't know who that next coach is that's going to come in, but there's going to be somebody. A voice, the thing that you need, somebody that's going to call plays in the huddle, that's going to make the right decisions inside
right.
of the game.
So let me
he's
ask you
not
this.
Doing it. His hands are in his pocket.
Let me ask you guys this. Since Phil Jackson left,
right,
we've had Mike Brown,
yep,
Mike D'Antoni,
mm-hmm,
Luke Walton, Byron Scott,
yes,
Frank Vogel, Jarvin Ham. That's 6 guys in, what is that, 11 years?
Yep.
Less than 2 years.
Well, Vogel was a mistake. They should never have fired Vogel.
I agree. But it's reality. And so, Greg, what you're advocating for, and I understand it, I don't think you're crazy, I'm not saying you're wrong, what you're advocating is get a new voice in there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because they don't listen to Darvin Ham.
But wait a minute.
Obvious.
At what point does it become a clown car if you're changing the coach every 2 years? See, in other words, Mike D'Antoni was a different voice than Mike Brown. Byron Scott was a different voice than Mike D'Antoni. Luke Walton was a different voice than Byron Scott.
Those teams never had a chance. That's during the depths of the
Frank Vogel came in and won,
correct,
and they ran him out.
Yes.
At some point, do you become the team that can't keep a coach?
But
in other words, does it change from being a coaching problem to what you guys are suggesting to the people hiring the coach?
But isn't it all on LeBron? I mean, didn't LeBron put his name behind Darvin Ham? Didn't LeBron have something to do with the exit of
Frank? Yeah, and they went to the Western Conference Finals last year.
Didn't LeBron have something to do with the exit of Frank Vogel?
I will answer your question with the way Rob Pelinka answers it. He says that this is a partnership between himself, LeBron, and AD.
Well, then it sounds like AD had a hand in getting rid of Frank Vogel.
They check,
LeBron did.
They check. I don't know if they... I know he checks with them. We had him on once, and we asked Rob how often he checked LeBron and AD. He goes, talk to him almost every day.
Yeah.
And I said, do you consider their opinion when you're hiring a coach? And he said, I consider their opinion on everything. It's a partnership. I have a partnership with our 2 best players.
Right.
So you're right when you say it depends who they want.
Right.
But also, I think Rob and Kurt in the front office has to go find a list of palatable candidates, and then go to them and say, all right, here's what we're looking at.
Right.
Would you want to play for this guy? Would you want to play for this guy? Would you want to play this guy? I think Darvin can win his way out of this. And I think,
what does that even look like?
I think Darvin, he's got to do what he did last year. He's got to get hot at the end of the season and go on a deep playoff run.
So how, I just don't envision that. Do you envision that?
Not after last night.
Yeah, not after last night.
But there's 15 games left. Here's the hardest thing to process if you're a Laker fan. On Sunday night, all right, against Minnesota.
Yep.
Anthony Davis played what might be the best game I've ever seen him play as a Laker. 27 points, 25 rebounds,
set all kinds
seven
of records,
steals,
yeah.
Stuff nobody's ever done. Then on Wednesday, Domantas Sabonis gets the better of him.
Yep.
So why do we put more weight on one than the other? In other words, I could make an argument. You used to say this, that you can spin numbers to tell you anything you want. If I look at his numbers from Sunday, I can tell you this is an elite player capable of winning a game by himself. If you look at last night, you can say this is a guy who doesn't match up with Domantas Sabonis. So
yeah.
I don't know.
Right, correct. In other words, if you hit Sacramento, I don't think
Minnesota has a better record than Sacramento.
But I don't think you take 4 of 7 from Sacramento, because I've seen what that movie looks like, and Domantas Sabonis has got Anthony Davis's number. I don't think that they can play with Denver. I mean, I don't think that's a surprise to anybody. I think they're the best team in the league.
Can anybody play with Denver?
I don't think anybody can right now.
Yeah.
Although I'll tell you what I would love a Giannis versus Jokic final.
I don't think you're getting it.
You don't think so?
I think you're getting Boston, Denver. But what I really want, selfishly, as I've told all you guys on and off the air, is somehow, some way, Lakers, Clippers.
I just don't want to lose to the Clippers.
Yeah, but I want to play them. I think it'd be good for us.
They're cursed.
I think that.
Boy, it would be so much fun to knock them out.
Yep. We beat them 3 out of 4.
Yeah.
All right, so let's figure that out. Okay, so the Clippers right now are what, 5 or 4?
They're the 4.
Okay.
And they're solidly in the 4. The next team is 2.5 games
out. So, all right, I know this is maybe pipe dreaming, but the way this could happen, Oklahoma City gets hot. They move back into the 1. How many games is Oklahoma City behind Denver?
Half a game.
Okay. Season ends, Oklahoma City's the 1.
Okay.
Lakers win their way into the 8 seed.
Into the 8, right? So then they get a good matchup in the first round.
They beat Oklahoma City.
And then
New Orleans and Clippers play in round 1.
Clippers, New Orleans,
Clippers,
and then
win.
You get Clippers.
Then we get them in 2.
Yeah.
We get Clippers, Lakers round 2. Let's go.
Now that's a fun roadmap.
I think everybody, like a lot of people listen to us now. You know how many people would be listening to us if that series
so
happened?
So much fun.
Yeah,
it'd be fun.
It'd be unbelievable. So that's my kind of secret dream, is Lakers, Clippers second round.
Do we have the Boo next?
Next we have the Boo.
The Boo.
Yeah.
It's coming
Christian's
on.
Christian's coming on?
Yeah.
Christian's coming on.
Okay. All right, good.
According to Cappy, he smells delicious.
Yeah, that is the word, smells delicious.
So
all right.
Me.
Hey, if you've been injured in an auto accident, my buddy Jacob wants everybody to think about long-term health. What's he mean by that? Well, here's the thing. He gets calls every day from people who, like a year ago, had an accident, and then they never went to see a doctor, and then 6 months or a year later, they're feeling intense back pain, and you think, oh, that was because of the accident, but because you never went to a doctor in the first place and have it documented, it's impossible to prove. So now the person has got to, now you got to pay out of pocket to go see a doctor and get diagnosed and get treatment. Instead of all that, if you're injured in an accident, do not wait. Call Jacob. He and his team will schedule doctor's appointments for you, so you're immediately receiving the health care you need while not paying a penny out of pocket. Health is everything. So if you're injured, do not wait. Call Jacob. Remember, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Oh, remember.
Accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
Calljacob.com, and make sure you're following Call Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.jacob for great prizes. Right now, he's offering a pair of tickets to an upcoming Lakers game. So take advantage of that. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Congratulations to Johnny Granillo from Tustin. He has scored a pair of tickets to Keep the Party Going, a tribute to Jimmy Buffett for one night only at the Hollywood Bowl on April the 11th. John, get these acts paying tribute to Jimmy
Buffett.
Yeah,
it's pretty unbelievable.
Paul McCartney, the Eagles, John Bon Jovi, Zac Brown, Jackson Browne, Brandy Carlile, Kenny Chesney, Eric Church, Sheryl Crow, Jack Johnson, Mr. Worldwide, Pitbull, the Coral Reefer Band, and more special guests. You can keep on listening for your chance to win during Shinano and Cap. And in the meantime, you can also get your tickets for, they go on sale on March the 15th tomorrow at Ticketmaster.com. That's a great event. That's the same day I'm lecturing at Bowling Green. I'm lecturing, John.
Very exciting.
Two radio performance classes.
Is going to be your main piece of advice?
Find a niche. That's my main advice. Find a niche and devote yourself to that. Become an expert in one little corner of the world and then exploit that every way you can.
So, you know, I mean, I talked to that class at Long Beach State the other day, and I didn't know this, but Gary, the professor, assigned each one of these students, or probably 20 of them, that we were all on a Zoom together. And they all had to write about, they had to write an article about me. I should ask Gary to those to us, and we should read them.
Oh, I would love to
read
that.
The funny ones.
Yeah, get the one that got an F.
Yeah.
I want the one who got an F.
We don't want the best article, Gary. We want the worst
the
one.
The worst one is
well,
what
Graham
we're looking
can get
for.
It. Yeah. Is Graham here today? Graham, get us the worst one.
Yeah, the one your dad gave the F to. That's the paper we want to read.
And he put him on a pretty tight deadline. They had to have it in by 11 o'clock that night. I got done at 7. And they said, okay, you got 4 hours. Everybody, your papers are all due at 11. I don't know how long they had to be.
Yeah.
But they had to write an article about my talk to them.
To me, that's got ChatGPT written all over it.
That's what I would do.
GPT.
Heck yeah. Don't let school interfere with your education.
Exactly.
ChatGPT that thing and go to the movies.
So we're talking about diamonds, lab-grown diamonds, Lara, her boo, all this kind of stuff. And we wanted to welcome to the show, because he's part of the family now. Christian the Boo. Hey,
yes.
Christian the Boo, what's up?
Hi, Christian.
Oh, what's going on, you guys? How you been?
We're good, man. How you been?
They're very scared of you, by the way.
Wait, no, we're not scared of him.
No. He's scared of you guys.
He wants to know
what he did.
No, you didn't do anything, Christian. We were just talking about the fact that about rings and diamonds and stuff. In case, you may want to purchase a ring
with a
diamond in it. For some reason.
Yeah, no pressure at all, Christian the Boo.
Do you, Christian, feel strongly that it needs to be a real diamond, or are you okay going with a lab-grown diamond, or would you just ask Laura?
Ooh, that's a good question. Lab-grown, I think, because you can get more for your money.
I totally agree with you.
Absolutely.
By the way, Brian, that's what you did, right?
Oh, I did a gem, but yeah, the little diamonds, yeah.
Lab-grown. Yeah. Have you thought a lot about this, Christian? Like, has this been a burning conversation in your head? You've been thinking ring?
Or is Laura pressuring you, Christian, to step up?
No, not at all. Actually, she's actually very lenient about it.
Oh, good.
His grandpa's on his butt.
His own grandfather is?
His grandpa's like, when are you doing it?
That's the Michael Thompson disease, Christian. You know, Michael, whenever he meets any woman and finds out she's single, immediately wants her to marry her off within 6 months.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, Laura, he's probably tried to do it with you, right?
Oh, yeah. He says, if she doesn't get a ring soon, like, I can see her walking. His grandpa's on him.
Yeah, see, they're playing single ladies now, Christian. No pressure, Christian the Boo. None whatsoever.
No, Christian, I don't think the ring is where the pressure lies. I think the pressure lies in the ask.
Yeah, no question.
You got to come up with something big for the ask. Have you thought about that at all?
I don't think I don't think most women like the big ask necessarily. I think they like the more intimate at dinner sort of thing, because the big ask puts too much attention and pressure on both parties. So I don't know if women like that.
Well, I will tell you this: do not do it at a game.
That's what I told him. Oh, yeah. No game, no
on
Disneyland.
The scoreboard at a game. That's no. Awesome,
like,
Christian. The
no, 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 no. Jamie Maggio, our friend Jamie Maggio, says that if anyone ever did that to her, she would immediately break up with him.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, you don't want it. You don't want your business out there in the street.
I told him two things. I said, don't ever do it at a game or any type of sporting event, and do not do it at Disneyland.
Oh yeah, that's another one.
Those are my two things.
Hey, Carlo did.
Carlo did
good
it.
Good for you. So did Briones. Yeah. Good for them, yeah. Not for me. Yeah. You know?
Hey, Christian the Boo, do you listen to the show?
Sometimes.
Does Laura ever step out of bounds? Does she ever say stuff that you're like, oh, God, why did she say that?
No, I don't think so. But, I mean, I get that it, you know, she's allowed to share her life, and I'm a part of it, so she's allowed to share. So, I mean, as long as she doesn't go into, like, weird nitty-gritty details or, you know, sad family things. I mean, everything is fine.
Okay.
I don't have anything to hide necessarily.
Are you going to be at Yachtly Crew on March the 29th?
March the 29th?
7-10 night at the Whiskey?
Well, the other thing, Christian, you're pretty young. How old are you?
33.
Yeah, you're pretty young. It's a Yacht Rock band.
Yacht Rock Crew.
They're really fun. It might be fun. And it's at a good club. Where is it?
The Whiskey.
Yeah, it's at the Whiskey in Hollywood, which is a really good club. You're invited if you want to go.
Oh, for sure. What is Yacht Rock?
Okay, yeah. Yacht Rock is, Laura, I'll let Laura like play it for you, but we play it here on Tuesdays. It's basically stuff from like the 80s, some from the 70s. It's Doobie Brothers, Christopher Cross,
Kenny Loggins.
Okay. Yeah, you know, stuff that you would, stuff okay. Your parents probably listen
to. And we're all
going to
dress up like sailors and introduce them
and
at the Whiskey.
And act like idiots.
Yes.
Yeah. So mark that on your calendar, and if you need any help with the ring stuff, just track us down, and we'll pry Laura for information. We'll be your advance team if you need it.
And Crypto Ray says that you should ask Laura at the Mandy's.
Like Crypto Ray did.
You know, somebody just said on the chat, I still miss the Laura dating stories.
She settled down. She settled down with Christian the Boo. All right, hey Christian the Boo, thanks for coming on, man.
Of course.
All right, Christian, have a great day, man.
Christian the
So,
Boo.
Did Laura ever tell you that one time, I don't know, we were, Laura and I were sitting around the station, and she said to me, Laura, I don't even know if you remember this. She said to me, she goes, I got a date tonight, and I'm not sure about this guy.
Mm.
And I said,
my God.
I said, all right, I'll tell you what. I will give you the savior call. She goes,
oh, yeah,
what's that?
Sure.
I said, what time is your date? She said, I'm meeting him at 6. I said, at 6:45, I'm going to call you, and I'm going to ask you if you need an emergency. And if you say yes, I will create one and get you out of there. And if you say no, I'm good.
Right.
Then I know you're fine.
So?
I called her at 6:45.
Yes.
She answered.
Yep.
I said, do you need an emergency? She said, she paused for a second, and she goes, no, I'm good. I think I got it. I go, okay. Now, do you remember, did you ever go out with that guy again after that?
So, to my knowledge, it was like a hangout, not a date, but I was iffy on the situation. So,
right.
I was
so
like,
that's why we arranged that call, right?
And he's a cool guy, you know? He's a cool dude. You know, not we.
Was it a one and done situation?
Yeah, because I think it was more of his side thinking it was a date and me just being like, oh, we're hanging out.
Gotcha.
So
right.
Gotcha.
All right. Well,
you need an Ireland's in your life.
I like that we didn't put any pressure on Christian in the booth.
He handled it very well.
Yeah,
he always does.
Yeah, he does.
We throw stuff at Christian all the time, and he always passes. I mean, he's a good dude.
All right,
you guys
are in
creepy, so you know, Cap does that.
Coming up next for you.
I was gonna say,
ML.
You turn Cap on him, and he'll start asking him personal grooming hygiene questions.
In MLB, what is the best place to watch a game? I've got a list, including where the Dodgers are, where the Angels are, Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, ZipRecruiter can help you find qualified candidates for jobs if you're hiring, and they can do it fast. It takes up to 11 weeks on average to hire for an open job. That's too long. If you're listening today, use ZipRecruiter. They can help you find the right people quickly, and right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter uses powerful matching technology to quickly find and send you the most qualified people for your roles. Or, as Ian Siegel, the inventor of ZipRecruiter, says, they don't leave anything to chance. So speed up your hiring process with ZipRecruiter. Again, go to that exclusive web address and try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Did I make that clear? I have a definite opinion about that person. All right, so the Padres did something interesting in divisional news. They acquired Dylan Cease yesterday from the White Sox. He was the runner-up for the AL Cy Young Award in 2022, took a step back last year with a 4.58 ERA. He's under team control for this season and next. He's getting $8 million for this year, an unbelievably good bargain. And if you figure you're going Yu Darvish, Joe Musgrove, Dylan Cease in some order, the Padres' rotation is not bad.
No, and then, you know, on paper, they weren't bad last year. They just kind of got in a hole that they could never dig out of. Would you rather have Cease or Tyler Glass now?
Wow.
How about you, Cease. Craig?
I'm Glass now.
Cease.
Really, Cease? He wasn't good last year.
The only Cease. Reason I would lean Cease is that Glasnow gets hurt. But Glasnow, with you, to your point, Craig, Glasnow, if you're just judging on raw talent, is probably the way to go. Throws harder, faster, but
right over a longer
can't
period,
stay healthy.
Yeah, a longer period of time, he is a dominant pitcher when he is healthy. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, he stays healthy. Cease had a really, really tremendous year 2 years ago, but he really fell off a decent amount last year. He can probably pick it back up, but for just the stuff, give me Glasnow.
Here's my view of it: is they gave Glasnow $115 million, something
well,
like that.
Cease is going to get paid next year.
No, he's under team control next year. He goes to arbitration. They've got him for $8 million this year under team control for next year.
Okay, so he has one more year.
One more year.
This was his last year.
Yeah, no, so they got in good. I mean, it's a very low risk play him in.
You were going to talk about baseball stadiums.
Yes, baseball stadiums.
So who was it? Was it USA Today that ranked them all?
Yeah, USA Today.
Okay, so did I ever tell you this, that when I was a sophomore in college, I went to 17 stadiums in 16
yeah,
days?
Yeah, I've heard this story.
Really,
it's great.
Really fun.
Yeah.
And we started in Boston and just worked our way back. So what I noticed about this USA Today thing where they rank all the stadiums is what you want in a baseball stadium is a stadium that's unique.
Yes.
That's not a cookie-cutter stadium that looks like someone else's stadium.
Correct.
Like, I think the Angels Stadium looks
is
like...
blah.
Yeah, it looks like every other, you know, ballpark. But I think Dodger Stadium... I thought Dodger Stadium... What did they have that? Dodger Stadium was around 10?
Dodger Stadium is number 10.
And Anaheim was 26?
Yeah. Anaheim... They need a new stadium. They need a new stadium. Well, I know they're talking about it, and they've been working at it and talking to Long Beach or wherever the hell they're... But, I mean, that's just a bland ballpark.
Yeah, and number one was Petco Park. I love Petco Park.
It's,
I think that's
really
a great
nice.
Example of a unique, fun stadium. But I actually thought that Fenway Park and Wrigley Field would be ranked higher because they're unique and they're different.
Fenway Park is number 6.
Right.
I
would have had a top 3.
I like Fenway Park. The one thing I'll say is it's small and... It's a smaller stadium.
It is, but it's cool.
It is cool. It's like old-fashioned-y.
I like Fenway Park way more than Yankee Stadium.
The new Yankee Stadium. Right. I like the old Yankee Stadium.
Yeah. The new Yankee Stadium to me is like...
generic stadium.
Like SoFi. Very corporate.
Completely agree. Now, I will say that I think Dodgers...
what's our top five? San Diego is one.
Yeah.
Right?
Petco Park is number one. Oracle Park in San Francisco is number two. Hit the ball into the water.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's a great park.
I'm no Giants fan, but it's breathtaking when you're in that.
It is a great park.
Yeah, you're in that. Oh, yeah, Laura, you've been a lot of these, too. Yeah.
Wrigley's number three.
Wrigley's amazing.
Great choice.
I love Wrigley.
I have never been to Wrigley Field.
Oh, you would love it.
You would love it.
Really?
I've never been there.
So cool. And it's right in the middle of a neighborhood.
Right.
I was going to say that area is so cool, too, because you wouldn't expect it to be.
It's on the corner of Clark and Addison. Yep. There's a bunch of bars and restaurants. Mm-hmm. And
Wrigleyville is right across the street.
Yeah.
Right.
And I've been to the one that's number four, PNC Park in Pittsburgh, which I think is just absolutely beautiful.
That's a great choice.
Yeah, that's really, really great. And Coors Field is number five.
I've been to Coors Field.
Coors Field's okay. I
think
it
went with you. You and I went to the All-Star game there one year.
The All-Star game, yeah.
Really nice.
Right after it was built.
Yeah.
Have you been to Fenway?
I've been to Fenway. I was there for the Dodgers losing in the World Series.
Yeah,
you know, that was a terrible experience.
But what you want for a baseball stadium is a stadium that's its own entity, that's unique and different.
Now, I would argue that Dodger Stadium is unique and different.
I would, too.
It is that mid-century cool, that roof and the sunset. I mean, it's just beautiful.
The thing I love about Dodger Stadium is Los Angeles is, and has been for 30 years, overbuilt. It's just not Dodger Stadium. It sits on this hill above the city, and you just kind of look down on it, and there just aren't that many places anymore where you can do that.
No.
It's like why I love playing golf at Mountain Gate, which is right next to the Getty Center.
Because you look out over the 405?
You just look out over the city. You can see all the way to the ocean.
Yeah.
But that's what I think when I go to Dodger Stadium. I think Dodger Stadium is better than 10th.
Yeah, I do, too. By the way, Are we planning an outing to Dodger Stadium, Bergman? Are we going
to take a listener?
I don't know. You
take
tell
a
me.
To a local
take
baseball
a listener
game?
To a local baseball game?
Hi, I'm a listener.
Yeah. Laura is a listener.
We're going to pull that trick again.
It would be very expensive.
Before we get to Game of Games, Brian, it's your game today, right?
Yep.
Okay. So I was flying home last night from Sacramento, and I listened to the second hour of yesterday's show. I just needed something while I was typing the email I read to you guys. So I wanted to hear some things you guys talked about so I didn't double up.
Right.
Bergman.
What do I do now?
Your game was so bad.
Wasn't that awful?
I think we should institute a rule.
Yep.
If all of us agree that the game person, the person in charge of that game, mailed it in, and I think we would all agree yesterday, I think even Greg would agree yesterday that he mailed it in.
Yeah.
Do you not hear what happened?
Or if you pawn it off to someone else.
Yeah,
yes!
I pawned it off.
If you do one of those things, you lose a game in the standings.
Okay, I'm for that.
In other words, we can invoke. It's going to force Greg to take his game day seriously. And by the way, I try and leave you out of the games if Pepe and Michael are around.
I appreciate it.
I know you've got more on your plate than we do.
Yeah.
But you can't mail it in like that.
You can't
that.
Just say, Lindsay, give me a game from 2019.
And by the way, had I been here for that game, I would have destroyed everyone.
I know you.
The game was tailor-made for you.
So Lindsay has a whole bunch of games on a dock, and so she gave me access to the dock, and I just had to pick one of them.
That's the one you picked,
I picked the one that John wasn't here for, that he would destroy, and that's why that did not work out.
Under the new rules, you would lose a point.
Yeah,
for the
month. Can we agree that's a new corollary?
Sure.
I'm 100% in agreement.
Yeah. Okay, yes. You can't mail in your game.
After my game?
wait.
After the week, because I do mine tomorrow.
Wait. So what if like a listener's like, I want to do a game, and they send it to me, and I use their game? Does that count?
As long as it's a good game, you're fine.
Okay, I have to vet the game.
Yeah.
You have to use your judgment.
But if it's like the game you did yesterday, you're in trouble.
Yeah, I chose a bad game.
DeMarco wants to do a game for mine tomorrow. So
Laura, he can, but if the game sucks, you lose a point.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, that's right. DeMarco was here yesterday. Yeah. He said he wants to try writing a game.
Yeah, and he said he'll give me one of his games.
Let's see how he does.
We'll find out.
I already did a game, but you know.
All right, coming up now. Oh, by the way, do you have any bets on cut yet, Bourbon?
I just won my Arizona bet over USC.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah.
They're knocked out of the tournament.
They're out of it.
Basketball for the rest of the year.
If you're on Cut, KUTT, download the app. I'm looking for bets right now. Make sure you join our group, the ESPN LA group. And I will continue to lose, probably. Yeah.
Send them to me, too. I'll take more bets. And also, John, UCLA is up 34-29 at half.
Over Oregon,
yeah.
Ooh, I didn't think they were going to win that game. Maybe they will.
All right, Game of Games coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games, and it is Brian Cohen's game today. Yeah. Brian is really good at the games. I think he's leading the month or tied with me for the month.
Get it, Brian.
We each have
Now's our chance to catch him.
Now's our chance to go. It's go time, Brian.
I'm really bad at this.
All right, what do you got, Brian?
It's 3-3-2-2-1. So okay. Mace 3, Brian 3, Ireland 2, Laura 2, Greg 1.
Month is wide open.
All right, so today is 3/14.
Yes.
Pie day.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go, you know. So questions based on different variations of pies and stuff like that.
Okay. Got it. Is multiple choice?
Yeah, multiple choice.
Okay.
So question number one here. When was Pi Day, the symbol, the mathematic Pi Day, first celebrated?
Mm-hmm.
1975, 1988, or 1994?
Greg.
1988.
Mace.
88.
What were the other two choices?
75 or 94?
I think 88 sounds right. Laura?
I mean, it's my birth year, so I'm going to go with 88.
It is 88.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Everybody got it. Number two, how many digits or numbers make up pi? 4 million, 2 trillion, or there is no limit?
Okay.
Mace?
I'm going to say there is no limit.
I'm also going to say there is no limit. Laura?
No limit.
Greg?
There is no limit.
And there is no limit.
Yeah. Wow, we're 2-for-2.
We're smart. We knew there was no limit. The numbers just keep going and going.
Those are the two easiest ones.
Yeah. I had a friend once that tried to memorize it.
So now it's
going to
get tough.
Crazy.
Idiot.
The record for reciting the most numbers of decimal places of pi was achieved in India. The process took 10 hours. How many decimal places did he recite? 55,000, 70,000, 92,000.
How long was it?
10 hours long.
I'm going to go 92,000. Laura.
That's the longest, so I'm going to go with that.
All right, Greg.
92.
Mace.
Was 77 an option?
55, 70, or 92?
70.
It is 70.
Oh! Mace took a shot there and paid off.
All right,
changing up the pies here a little bit.
Okay.
All right. What flavor of pie is the most popular in the United States according to last year?
Okay.
Is it apple, pumpkin, or pecan?
Laura.
Apple.
Greg.
Pumpkin.
Mace.
Pumpkin.
My answer would be pumpkin, but I think it's apple. I'm going apple.
It is apple.
Oh.
All right, so Laura, everybody's got three except for Greg, and Greg has two. Okay.
Now this one. According to Instacart, the online one, thing, in 2023, what pie was California's favorite flavor?
Okay.
Apple, pumpkin, or key lime?
Greg.
Pumpkin.
Mace.
Key lime.
I'm also going key lime. Laura.
It's funky. Key lime. We're funky.
All right. Pumpkin.
Yeah. Oh, great tie.
Right back in it. Right back in it.
Right. Not only right back in it, four-way tie. Everybody's got three. How many questions are left?
I think I got four more.
Okay.
Yeah, four more. Four more.
Everybody's in it.
All right. In the movie franchise, American Pie. What is the famous saying from the movie? Is it one time at band practice, one time at band camp, or one time at band class?
Mace.
One time at band camp.
I agree. One time at band camp. Laura.
I mean, that's it. I say it all the time. One time at band camp.
Greg.
One time at band camp.
It is.
We all got it?
Yeah.
We know that
one
movie.
One time
all
at
right,
band
three
camp.
Left. Everybody's got four.
Also an American Pie question here. How many American Pie movies, including the newer spinoffs, are there in total?
Newer spin-offs. There's spinoffs?
There is.
Five, seven, or nine?
Okay, so there's one.
I'll go first.
Okay, go ahead, Laura.
Seven.
Greg.
With the spinoff, seven.
Mace.
When in doubt, take the middle one. Seven.
Is this your shot? Is
That's
this your,
shot.
Spot?
Thinking
is this your
about
spot?
It. How many questions are left?
Two more and a tiebreaker.
I'll go nine.
It is nine.
Oh!
No!
I was between seven and nine.
By the way, what? How That is just crap. There have been 9 American Pie movies.
Yeah, they have a bunch of newer spin-offs.
I've like missed the last 7 of them.
Yeah. All right, I have to go first. I have 5. You guys all have 4.
Damn.
All right, 2 more here. Back in 2022, Joey Chestnut set the record for pie slices eaten in 8 minutes. How many slices did he eat? 27, 32, or 35 slices?
I'm going to go 27. Laura.
I'm sorry, Brian. Can you read really
27, quick? 32, or 35 slices?
I'll go 32.
Greg.
I'm not going to do it here. 27.
Mace.
I'm taking my shot. 32.
Nobody got this one. 35.
Damn. Whoa.
It was right there for you.
Yeah.
All right. Last one. I still have to go first.
What is the record for the fastest pie eaten at the World Pie Eating Championship? 16 seconds. A whole pie.
Okay. A whole pie.
Whole pie.
Whole pie. Okay.
16 seconds, 23 seconds, or 28 seconds.
Well, it's fright. All those numbers scare the hell out of me. Yeah. Somebody ate a whole pie in that amount of time.
Same.
Ireland, you're up.
Going LeBron and Michael Jordan. 23 seconds.
I'll go right
Greg.
In the middle. I'm going to go. So it's 16 or 28?
Yeah.
Yep.
Do we have to go opposite?
I'm going 16.
Well,
I'm
yeah, because you're one
going
behind
low.
Me, Laura.
Oh, that's right. Dang, no. All right, I'll go the other one. 28 seconds it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm also going to go 28.
It is 23.
Boom!
I knew. Yeah, that sounded right, but we had
Victory!
To go. That's why I asked.
Can
yeah.
we just take a second and think about this? Somebody ate an entire pie in 23 seconds. How is that possible?
I'd have to see it.
Humanly, it's how is that possible?
It was a cherry pie, too, in the UK.
I mean, is it like just... God. By the way, Game of Games brought to you by Call Jacob. After an accident, you need a big win. You need Jacob and Ronnie. Go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. Good game, Brian. You are docked. No points for that.
Wow, thank you.
And
thank you.
It is Brian 3, Mason 3, Ireland 3, Laura 1, and I don't have any.
Well, you guys got a chance to make hay because I'm not back till Tuesday. It's time for some super crosstalk.
All right, Mason's out of here. He's
Bye.
Going. He's going to the shrink.
La 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 la!
I just did Cap, it for him. I don't know
Cap,
if he's here.
I think Cappy's here. There,
I'm
Cap.
I'm here. But okay. Wait a second. I thought Mason saying he was leaving. I was like, it's F it Friday.
But it's only Thursday.
Yeah, but I just with Mason leaving, I thought
it's
it was Friday.
It's the equivalent of F it Friday for me.
Oh, okay. There you go. Sedano, you were there last night. How do we explain the fact that Anthony Davis is an elite player, and he might
Careful.
Have the best game I've seen him play as a Laker was on Sunday. Last night, Domantas Sabonis, after we get all this press about how Domantas kind of has AD's number and he got him again, what'd you see?
He went right at AD. He took in the first, I don't know, let's call it 42 minutes of the game, he only took 8 shots. He was very efficient, and all 8 were at AD. Like, he took it to his chest every single time.
Yeah, I don't – it's weird because I've seen AD play really great defense. He played really great defense on Sunday.
But here's the difference, and I just had this conversation with somebody because the Sacramento people called me to ask me to have – like, their radio station called me to
Yeah, I went on with them last night too.
And AD has problems with 3 guys specifically, okay? Sabonis, Joker, who everybody has problems with.
Yeah.
But even Nurkic, right?
Yeah, the big foreign dudes.
The 3 things that those guys have in common, they go right at your chest, okay? AD's defensive prowess is not a power game. AD's prowess on defense is his athleticism.
Right.
And being able
and
to recover and things like that and use his length to his advantage. And a lot of guys are hesitant to go at AD because of his athleticism and length. But if you go right at his chest, that's his kryptonite.
Kepi, as you know, I'm the resident shameless Lakers apologist at the station. Do I now have to start accepting with 15 games left that they're probably headed for the 9-10 game, or is it too early to say that?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm riding this roller coaster, Johnny I, and 2 days ago I was like, okay, they're going to make it into the top 6. In fact, George and I were looking at the last 16 games, and we're like, you know, they're going to go 12-4.
No, you said that.
What'd you say?
I said that 12-4 is like if everything broke their way.
Well, just remember this. Again, roller coaster. I may have said they were going to go 16-0. But now today?
No, that would be Ireland and Michael.
Yeah, that would be the two of us.
Now
yeah.
today, it's like they're done, they're toast. Listen, if you can't beat Denver, which is fine, but if you can't beat Sacramento, forget it. This season's toast.
I don't think it's toast yet. I think it's matchup-driven, though, George.
Correct.
I think that they need to get the right matchup or else it could be a short postseason run.
Right, and here's the thing. If they end up in the 9-10 game, let's say they find a way to win that seven, that matchup to be the 8 seed and beat whoever.
Yeah, if the season ended today, the 9-10 game would be Warriors at Lakers.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the 7-8 would be Phoenix and Denver, okay?
No, so no, it, would say, be, it wouldn't be Phoenix and Denver. It would be Phoenix and Dallas.
I'm sorry, Dallas. That's what yeah. I mean. Sorry, Dallas.
Come on, George.
So let's say the Lakers beat the Warriors. Then they go on the road and beat the loser of Phoenix and Dallas. They would probably end up having to face Denver. Denver's going to be the one seed.
I agree.
They have the easiest schedule in the Western Conference left.
Yeah, the perfect scenario is that, or not perfect, but the ideal scenario for the Lakers is they somehow get the 7 and draw Oklahoma City in the first round, who they match up well against.
I mean, the perfect scenario for them would be to be the 6, because if you can get the 6.
I don't think they can get there, do you?
I mean, it's not
impossible.
Thought
they could earlier in the week.
Yeah. Cappy thought they might be the 5 by earlier in the week. Yeah. It's not impossible, but it's certainly not looking likely anymore because they're 3 games back. So I would say this. If they can somehow get the 6, then they avoid Denver the whole way until the conference finals.
Right. But here's the thing that worries me. They've had 4 games over the past 3 weeks against teams that they are chasing in the West, and they've lost all 4. Mm-hmm. They lost at Golden State. They yep. lost at Phoenix.
Yep.
They lost at home to Sacramento, and then again
yep.
last night.
Yep.
If they would have gone even 2-2 in those games, they'd be right there, George, going for that 6 like you're talking about.
Yep.
But by losing all 4,
yep.
I'm starting to think there's too many teams to leapfrog.
It is tough. It's going to be very difficult. 3 games doesn't seem like a lot, but to your point, those other teams have to kind of implode a little bit. And I just don't know if I see that happening either.
You know, the thing you said, George, though, is that let's just say they are in the 9-10 game, and let's say Golden State comes to L.A., and let's say the Lakers win that game at home, right? And then they have to go on the road to either Dallas or Phoenix. Right. I'll ask you guys. You guys feel good about a road game in Dallas or Phoenix?
They've won in both places, Cap. Yeah. They're not scared of either one of those teams.
But to George's point, what comes next is the problem, even if they win that game.
You're right.
But I would be more worried about Phoenix than Dallas.
Yeah, even if they win it. Which, you know, is at best a 50-50 proposition.
Yeah, so hopefully they'll realize the importance of these last 15 games. They have 8 road and 7 home. And this game on Saturday is an ABC game. It's the Nationals. They've actually played well in those games. They won a double overtime game in San Francisco on an ABC Saturday night game. They won in New York against the Knicks, snapped a Knicks 9-game winning streak. They tend to get up for these games. And if they lose it, George, then we got to start talking about them maybe being the 10 and
right.
having to play the whole thing on the road.
On the road, right. Then they would have to, in theory, if they got past the play-in, they would have 4 straight road games to start their playoff adventure. And Steph could be available on Saturday.
This is actually kind of a disaster when you really think about what we're talking about. 15 games to go, and we're talking about will they be the 9 and host? Will they be a 10 and have to go on the road? And look, last year they found themselves playing and getting hot at the right time of the year. And look, I'm still bullish on the idea of Gabe Vincent coming back and Jared Vanderbilt coming back and extra bodies and fresh legs. But, I mean, this was supposed to be a much better team this year because they had a nucleus from last year. And, by the way, LeBron and AD, for the most part, have been healthy. I mean, how many total games has AD missed or how many total games has LeBron missed? You guys might know this off the top
LeBron's missed 9. AD's missed less.
Okay, how 4, about that?
I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how about that? You know, these guys have played pretty much the entire season healthy. And,
right.
You know, listen, you could sit here and tell me about LeBron and his ankle and his ongoing issues, but you understand what I'm saying. They've played in the vast majority of the games, like 85, 90%.
Yeah, and going back to last night, George, I think they can survive a night when LeBron doesn't play or doesn't play well. They're 5-4 without LeBron, so they figured out ways to win without him. But they can survive a night where LeBron's off. They can survive a night where AD's off. They've survived a lot of nights and won a lot of games when D'Angelo's Russell's off. I don't think they can survive a night when all three of them are off, and that was the case last night.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And look, I think it's look, the reality is, and I know he's played great recently, and he's had incredible stretches. He won the Milwaukee game. I don't trust D'Angelo Russell at the end of the day. I still don't trust him.
Even with as well as he's played recently.
No, yeah. Because the regular, you know this, the regular season and the postseason are two different games. And I don't trust him for four rounds. I don't.
You trust AD for four rounds?
I trust him way more than D'Angelo Russell, that's for sure. Are you even? No, no. Are you kidding with that conversation?
But so what AD I'm asking you is, do Cappy, you trust AD him? AD got outplayed last night, but he still put up some numbers. He's, you know, AD, even when a guy like Sabonis plays better than him, it's not like he leaves you with nothing.
I mean, D'Angelo Russell had 1 point for, like, most of that game.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just asking because, you know, today, you know, George is likely going to send somebody to Terminal H. I mean, it's highly possible. That listeners today will go into the circle of trust. They'll say something negative about AD's performance last night, and guys could get tossed real quick. So I'm just asking, you know, you say you don't trust D'Angelo. I'm asking, do you trust AD?
Yes, I trust Anthony Davis, who's okay. Already won a championship. All right. Yes, I do.
I do. Right, and
he said more.
And he's played on the biggest stage, Cap. Even though AD, Domantas Sabonis seems to have AD's number, he is a fantastic player, especially defensively.
Right. Domantas Sabonis, by the way, he's one of these guys that should be an all-star every year. Like, yeah, he just doesn't
get
the
votes. Why do you think he wasn't this year? Just too many good players in front
There's
of him?
There's too many good big men in the Western Conference is the problem. It's should Jamal Murray not be an all-star? You know what I mean?
Yeah, good point.
He's the second best player on a championship team.
Yeah, it's weird.
Hey, and to your point, John, it's not like AD. Yeah, he had a bad game by AD standards. He still had 22-10 last night.
Hey, I'm going to change subjects on you guys because we didn't get to this on our show, and I'm curious what you guys think. This story about Aaron Rodgers being under consideration to be RFK's running mate.
Yeah.
He couldn't do that and play football,
yeah.
Could he?
Yeah, he could. Yeah, for sure, 100%.
How?
100%, 100%. Couple of things. Number one, what does the vice president really do? I mean, the vice president is like a completely worthless job. I mean, you could be playing football and being the vice president, no problem. I mean, you could be the vice president and have another job that nobody would even know the difference. I mean, the vice president is so inconsequential. So I believe Aaron Rodgers could do both if he really, really, really
I don't
wanted
think he
to.
Has any chance to win, but I think that the campaign would be really hard to do while you're playing. The election's in November, and the football season starts a month before that.
Right, but you campaign during the football season from the Jets complex. You just, every time you go to a press
conference. Oh, gee, that wouldn't be distracting.
No, every time you go to the press conference. And by the way, you say it's not distracting? Remember what he said a few weeks ago when he was kind of having like his end of the season press conference? Too many things happen around this facility that are not about winning. And anything that happens around the Jets facility that is not about winning, we should not be doing that. So he told his team and his organization, anything that is not about winning, drop it. Don't bring it here. And look what he's doing. He is a beauty. And I'll tell you something right now, John. It has taken me a long time. I'm one of these guys who it just takes a long time. For example, I held on to Russell Wilson for the longest time and thought, you know what? Russ is cool. Russ is cool. In the meantime, the whole world is telling me, no, man, Russ is corny. Russ is corny. And it took me a long time to go from the cool side to the corny side. Russell Wilson, corny. Aaron Rodgers, for the longest time, I want to like Aaron Rodgers. I did like Aaron Rodgers. There were a lot of reasons why I liked Aaron Rodgers. Now, Aaron Rodgers is becoming, like, he's borderline going to get canceled if he doesn't stop. Seriously. He's become that annoying, even to somebody like me.
Yeah, the problem with him running, even in a campaign where he doesn't have much of a chance to win, is, George, all of his prior beliefs get pushed to the front burner. Mm-hmm. And that's the definition of distracting.
Yeah.
I mean, and so I don't know how he could do both, but we'll see.
All right, I have a question for you. Now, you working for the Lakers yesterday, is there any talk at all, any buzz of any kind about Jeannie's older brother, Johnny? I don't know him. I'm guessing you might have met him at some point.
Yeah.
Did you? And we all watch Succession, right?
Right.
We all watch it. He's like the new Connor Roy of the Bus family, because you heard about him saying that he's running for president, right?
It doesn't surprise me. Johnny was going to, at one point, was going to go on Survivor. He likes to take big swings. He's a very likable guy. I haven't heard that he's actually going to file to run for president. Has he said he's going to do that?
Yeah, there was a story yesterday. It was kind of bouncing around the internet that he is now, you know, putting out there that he's running for president.
Okay. We'll see how that goes.
I guess there was no buzz about that yesterday.
Well, I guess maybe if Steve Garvey can win a primary by not campaigning at all, maybe somebody else could do it. It'd be a much bigger stage.
Here's a story from the LA Times, okay? And it says, here's the headline. Johnny Buss, brother of Lakers owner Jeannie Buss, is running for president. This is today, March 14th. A family often compared to the fictional Roy family, oh my God, how funny, is living out one of the show's storylines. Johnny Buss, the brother of Lakers Governor Jeannie Buss, is running for president of the United States, according to documents filed with the Federal Election Committee and the official website for his campaign. Johnny, are you planning on voting for Johnny Buss?
I know Johnny. It would be I could probably get a free trip to the White House if he wins, Cap.
I mean, dude, you could be what
party does it say?
Independent.
I'm guessing he's an independent.
Yeah. Well, I'll listen to what his platform is. Sure, why not?
Yeah, what the hell?
That's what I say. Why not, Cap? Let him run. Anybody can run in this country. Why not?
He's Connor Roy. And for those of you that haven't seen Succession, you're too late to the party. Sorry for ruining it for you.
Well, I don't think he ruined anything. Connor runs for president. You can watch the show to see if he wins.
Listen to this. According to campaign documents, Johnny Buss filed for his candidacy on January 30th. He spent $118,000, according to government filings, $1,500 for hairstyling expenses, $36,500 for a film production company. These are all things I suppose are related. That's a pretty expensive haircut.
Well, you know, hair is important.
$1,500.
As anybody in the public eye will tell you, you know, you got to take care of the hair.
I know, but I just had my hair cut and colored for like $40.
It wasn't over $1,000?
No, okay. $40.
Good
cash.
To know. All right, I'm handing it over to you guys.
Where are you going?
Sandano and Cap. Oh, I got things to do, man. I got to cut like 19 spots. You know how
those John probably,
go, Cap.
What time did you guys get home last night?
Too late. Like, I don't know, 1 in the morning.
Oh,
did you fly home this morning, George?
Yeah, they don't have a late night flight from there, so I had to fly this morning. Yeah,
why can't you jump on the Lakers plane? There's no room for you on the Lakers flight.
Well,
no.
I mean, he could ask.
Right, although it's fine.
he's in the saddle, ready to go. Sedano and Cap next. ESPN LA.